make our jobs easier, especially in today's technical age, is our cloud services, specifically Windows Azure, and specifically our infrastructure as a service offerings that we have. And in this episode, we're actually going to talk about the SQL services that we have available to you up inside of Azure. When you think about all the importance that we have with our cloud computing technology today, it's really becoming increasingly more about the apps that we have out there. From line of business apps like your CRM apps to the infrastructure that supports them like databases, which we're going to talk about in this episode, but also all the developer and the DevOps that's coming and all the hybrid applications where we want to get the best of both worlds. How do we balance between what's on-premise versus what we actually stuck up in the cloud and actually use to leverage the benefits of the environment? One of the great things that we have inside of Windows Azure is the ability to run SQL Server. Now, there are two ways we can actually run SQL Server. We can actually use the SQL service that is up in Windows Azure, which basically is SQL up in the Azure cloud, or, and what we're going to talk about in this screencast, is we can actually use the SQL inside of an Azure virtual machine or use the SQL services inside of infrastructure as services. What's nice about this is getting started here, it's not that hard. It actually is quite easy to do because we can spin up a SQL machine in minutes. Where how long does it take you to put that in on-premise? Does it take a day? Does it take a couple of days? We can actually do this in minutes. And currently inside of SQL Azure, we support versions from 2008 all the way up to Server 2012, and we're currently previewing SQL 2014. Now, you might be thinking, well, Matt, that's SQL in the cloud. That's SQL on a VM. Well, folks, how different is SQL on a VM on-premise versus in the cloud? The answer is it's not. We actually have all the same support features that we have, including the always-on clustering, which was a huge benefit inside of Windows Server 2012. Imagine now the ability to actually do always-on replica and do the asynchronous replication up to your cloud services. This provides kind of almost an instant disaster recovery environment for your SQL services, but also provides you the ability to leverage those huge workloads. Is your company prepared for a wonderfully positive event if somebody on a popular TV show were to mention your website? What would happen to your SQL services today if everything was on-premises, and how would you actually handle that? Could you handle a huge workload of 5 million users hitting your website and hitting your database? Probably not, right? So how do we do that in Azure? Well, we can actually provision that. Imagine if you had your, let's say you're an e-commerce company that's selling the next greatest thing and you get mentioned on that TV show. Well, how do you do things today? Well, you probably have your SQL tier on your application that has all those new products, all your ordering systems, and everything that's there. But you need to scale that out. Well, how do you do that? Well, you probably buy more servers. Well, with Azure, what we can do is we can actually take that database and with the always-on clustering capabilities is replicate that up into the cloud. And by default, what I would recommend is you do just a read-only replica, because that way you can control the database on-premise and what goes in and what's published. But the best thing about it is now you can take the benefit of the elasticity of the cloud and grow and shrink that workload to meet that incoming demand, especially if you know that you have to grow quickly. So we have these abilities. So we're talking about all features. It's just SQL on a virtual machine. And fundamentally, when it's up in Azure, it's really not that much different than when you have SQL on a virtual machine in your on-premises data center. The great thing about SQL Azure and the great thing about our infrastructure services is this is something where you have to, you know, start with a Windows server and then install SQL and then provision it. One of the nice things about this is that we actually have SQL-based images that when you actually load and install Azure and say, I need SQL in the cloud and I want to install SQL in IaaS, we already have a pre-configured cloud-first image for use to leverage. And the best thing about this, the SQL pricing is already included. It's basically pay by the hour or how you migrate or however you do the licensing today. This is actually all included in the costs of Azure. So the benefit for you is that you get this environment quickly and easily. Now, folks, you might think, wait, I'm not ready for production, but that's where it's great. This is an awesome test environment. And the great thing about it, it's easy to get started. Sign up for this doesn't have to be hard. You don't have to provision in that environment to really get inside of it. And you might think, well, Matt, I need a really high-end SQL database. I need analytics. Well, we can actually offer systems that will give you just a tremendous amount of processor, a tremendous amount of RAM. We can offer systems anywhere between 16 procs inside the box or up to 112 gigs of RAM in the environment. So we can actually scale those servers to meet your need. Or maybe you need a bunch of smaller servers, maybe a bunch of small front-end web services to help support that application that's being supported on the back end by SQL. We can help you provision that, and we have everything kind of in between. So our SQL virtual machines can be a variety of sizes to really meet your needs. So it's my favorite answer to any question, Matt. Well, how big does my SQL database need to be, or what virtual machine do I put it on? Well, the answer is simple. It depends. It depends on what you actually want to use and leverage it for. If you're doing the high-end analytics, yeah, you probably need a little more processor. You probably need some memory. But if it's a simple kind of web front end or a simple kind of application, you can probably get away with the smaller systems. How you determine this? Which one's going to cost you less? That's all it boils down to. It's not, okay, have you ever had to guess when you build on-premises systems and you have that big giant piece of iron that just sits around and does nothing? With Azure, we take that guesswork, and especially when you look at something as important as SQL, being able to guess this right or be able to grow and shrink that workload, because you ever run into that, your SQL database and the hardware it was running on wasn't enough for what you're telling it? Very easy to change inside of Azure, so we can take those hard problems that were traditionally inside of on-premise and actually make it very easy to solve up inside of Windows Azure. When you look at SQL Azure, one of the great things about this is that we can go through the GUI to provision this, and we actually have a very nice front-end interface through the Azure portal to actually accomplish and provision these systems. But what makes it even better and even cooler, in my opinion, is we can actually use PowerShell to provision this. So if you want to automate the provisioning and automate the actual extension of SQL into the cloud with just a couple simple PowerShell lines, you can actually do this. PowerShell is fully supported inside the Windows Azure portal. And here's where it gets even better, folks, if you're a PowerShell fan, is not only that once you provision the system with PowerShell and SQL Azure, you then can actually connect into that VM and use PowerShell commands like you would with any other server in your infrastructure today. PowerShell is PowerShell is PowerShell, and the fact that we can use it to provision our environments is even that much better. And when you combine that with the ability to not only provision PowerShell, but also provision always-on replication, it makes it very easy to not only provision always-on replication between your on-premises environment to your cloud, but inside the U.S., for example, we actually have two mega data centers. We have one in the West U.S., which is down in the San Antonio area, and we have one in the East U.S., which is up in Chicago, and we have several data centers around those that support that. Well, what you can do with SQL on Azure is, let's say, you know what, Matt, I don't want to do a hybrid. I don't want to have SQL on-premise, and I want to have it up in the cloud. I want to have SQL all up in the cloud. I want to have all running the workload. So what you tell me when you do that is basically saying, you know what, my app is all up in the cloud. It's a cloud-based app with a SQL backend. I don't want to run back down on-premise environment to do these types of things. Well, what's great about SQL Azure is always on is not only supported from a stretch clustering or hybrid clustering, it's also supported with inside just the Azure environment itself. It's one of the fantastic services we had. The best thing is like, okay, Matt, I love it, I like it, but I don't want to learn a new tool. You don't have to. You know what tool you'd use? SQL Management Studio. It's the same tool you use for on-premises. You'd use exactly the same tool to point and manage to that cloud environment. You use PowerShell the same way. So there's not really going to be an uptick of learning for this. It's just a matter of growing with that comfort level. Hey, that SQL database, I can't go see the blinky lights on the server they're actually running. I can actually use and leverage that environment just like I would on-premise. The only difference is, guess what? It's not on-premise. Okay, Matt, you know what? This is great so far. I know I can do SQL. I can stretch it. I can do SQL all up in the cloud. I don't want to put SQL at all in the cloud for use. I don't want to leverage it up there. Well, you can just back it up. So maybe you just want to back your data up and basically put and use Windows Azure as your data center for storage and the backup of your databases. Well, guess what, folks? You can. So you really have the flexibility to solve all those problems that we would do on-premises with SQL in the cloud. It's a matter of you making that right choice for what solves your business problems. So are you ready to learn more about SQL and running SQL in an Azure virtual machine? Follow the links on this page to learn more or even give it a try. Thank you for watching.